Welcome to Holistic Wisdom. I'm Margie, a coach, storyteller, and lifelong student of healing. Around here, we explore the wisdom behind the walls, both the homes we live in and the bodies we live through. Whether you're navigating transitions, craving clarity, or just looking for a more grounded way to live, you're in the right place. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi, this is Margie Weathers, your host. I want to start this episode with a simple truth. Sometimes we don't need new information. We just need permission. So today I'm starting something that completely shifted how I show up in the world. Even though I've technically known it for years, it's a concept called Let Them by Mel Robbins. You've heard of that? You may have heard of it. It's been resonating with millions of people, but for me, it didn't just resonate, it unlocked something. As someone who considers herself spiritually aware and emotionally intelligent and well-read on these kinds of topics, I was almost surprised that the simple phrase had such an impact on me, but it did. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what that let them really means, why we often resist practicing it, and how hearing those words at just the right time helped me let go of old patterns and find more peace and even begin seeing the political world differently. We're going to get into personal stories and emotional intelligence and even touch on politics and why letting them might be the spiritual practice we need most right now. So let's dive in. So here's the thing that really blew my mind. I already knew the concept of letting people be. I've coached people on this. I've journaled about it. I've practiced mindfulness and studied emotional attachment. But when I heard Mel Robbins say, let them, just those two words, something landed in me like never before. And I asked myself, why did I need her to say that? Why did I need someone else to tell me that it was okay to do what I already knew was right? I think part of it is that we live in a culture that praises control. We're trained to fix, to correct, explain, justify, and prove. Letting people think what they think, act how they act, that can feel like giving up. But here's the truth that hit me. Letting them isn't weakness, it's power. It means I don't need to manage your perception of me. I don't need to convert you to my side. I don't even need to understand why you're doing what you're doing. I can just let you and protect my energy instead. You know what I mean? It's such a interesting concept, and it really made me stop and think. And suddenly, with those two words, 100 conversations I didn't need to have just disappeared. A dozen arguments I was preparing for, gone. I finally felt permission to do what I knew deep down was healthier. And that's when I realized something. Sometimes transformation doesn't come from knowing more. It comes from hearing the right thing at the right time from the right voice. That's what Mel's message did for me. And maybe today, my voice can do that for you. Now, here's where things get even more interesting and maybe a little uncomfortable. I started applying let them, not just in my personal life, but in the way I was experiencing the political world. And I want to be honest, I've never really considered myself politically active. I've always learned more I've always leaned more spiritual than political. And I focused on inner growth and energy, intention, peace, politics. That always felt messy and kind of divisive and heavy. But lately, I felt something shift. There's something happening in the world that feels too big to ignore. And I believe it's not just political, it's spiritual. The polarization, the outrage, the need to be right, it's everywhere. And let them whisper in my ear again, that theory. Let them think differently. Let them support who they support. Let them be angry. Let them believe what they believe. And I realize this isn't about disengagement. It's about sovereignty, about spiritual maturity. And I'll say something that might surprise you. One of the people I've been applying this to is Donald Trump. I know that name alone triggers emotion. For years, I had my judgments, strong ones, but something has shifted. I've started to watch him not just as a politician, but as a symbol of disruption, of risk-taking, of unscripted leadership. I've noticed something that surprised me. He's not always sticking to a fixed plan, he's adapting, course correcting, trying things, backing off when they don't work. And I thought, isn't that emotional intelligence? Isn't that what we say we want in leadership? Someone willing to pivot, to admit missteps, to try again. So don't get me wrong. He's a complex human, for sure. And I don't romanticize that. But I do recognize that something spiritual is playing out here. And part of that spirituality is letting go of the need to control how others see him or anyone else. Let them. Let people evolve. Let people change their minds. Let people see nuance. Let people be exactly where they are, even if it's different from where you are. Because the moment I did that, something really interesting happened. I started listening again, really listening. I actually felt less tense, less combative, and more open. And I started to believe that maybe, just maybe, this is how we bridge the gap. Not by screaming louder, not by proving our side is better, but by letting them and trusting ourselves enough to stay grounded in who we are while we do it. So let's bring this even closer to home. We've talked about let them in politics, in the public arena, but where it might matter most is in our personal relationships. Because that's where we get hooked the easiest, right? That friend who doesn't text back, the sibling who rolls their eyes when you bring up energy work or meditation, the partner who doesn't understand why you need quiet time to recharge, the parent who still sees you as who you were at 12 and not who you are now, and every part of you wants to explain, correct, fix, and be understood. But what if you didn't? What if you just let them? Let them not get it. Let them think what they think. Let them be exactly who they are, even if it's disappointing and even if it's hard. Because here's what I found. Letting them doesn't mean you don't care. It means you care enough about yourself to stop twisting into shapes to earn love, approval, or alignment. It's about emotional boundaries, and that is the birthplace of true peace. You can still love someone deeply and let them be wrong about you. You can still show up for someone and let them never fully understand you. And in doing that, you reclaim your energy, your clarity, your self-respect. So whether it's a political belief, a personal judgment, a family pattern, they're going to do what they're going to do. So let them. You're here to live in alignment. You're here to honor your peace. And the more you let others be who they are, the more you get to be who you are. So, as we close this episode, I want to leave you with a simple challenge. This week, notice where you're spending energy trying to convince or fix or explain, and just stop. Let them. Let them be unsure. Let them misunderstand. Let them take the long road. Let them live their journey. And in that quiet space you create by letting go, I hope you find yourself more peaceful, more grounded, and more powerful than you've ever been. Thanks for listening. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who needs a little freedom today. And if you want to continue this conversation, I'd love to hear your story, how Let Them is showing up in your life. Until next time, remember, you don't have to fix it all. You don't have to be understood by everyone. You don't have to change anyone. You just have to let them and let yourself be. Thanks for spending time with me today on Holistic Wisdom. If something landed with you, share this episode with a friend or take a moment to reflect on what your own inner voice is saying. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you through one-on-one coaching. All the details are in the show notes or hop on over to holisticwisdom.life. Until next time, stay rooted, stay open, and trust your own wisdom.